We are joined by attorney Jeff O'Brien from Chestnut Cambrone. And Jeff, earlier I talked about some of the things that irk me about our legislature and what these people are trying to push. But let's talk about what they have already done, which is plenty to destroy the fabric of Minnesota. You pick where to start because there's so many roads we can travel down. And the roads should be in better shape because they got a transportation spending package, $7.8 billion for roads, transits, airports, and more over just the next 2 years.
Well, you know, this whole tax bill, Bob, irks me that, and the media picking up and just running with the DFL talking points is bothersome, but not unsurprising. They're referring to this as the largest tax cut in Minnesota history.
It's not a cut.
It's not even a tax cut. When you take money that was overpaid by people like you and me that paid taxes and you give it to people who didn't pay taxes, that's not a tax cut. That's wealth redistribution.
Yes.
But that's what they're calling a tax cut. And that's what the media is backing them up on. It's like, that is not a tax cut.
No, it's not a tax. You know what? What happened? Oh, these stupid walls checks. Hey, if you're single making under $75,000, you'll get $260. And if they make it sound like it's a big deal if you're married and file jointly. Well, basically, you're still getting $260 each. You know,
yeah.
They double
which I recall during the campaign, did he not promise
1,000
rebate checks of $2,000?
Pardon me, $2,000. My mistake.
So apparently things changed.
And then they have passed what will be the highest minimum wage for Uber and Lyft drivers. And they were putting the guy who this Omar was a Fatah who I think proposed it.
Mm-hmm.
Guys on his shoulder. And I don't understand. I mean, I don't get it because what they're going to do, they're celebrating now. Uber is threatened to move out of Minnesota.
Mm-hmm.
And see, they almost have to draw a line in the sand because it happened in Washington State, right? And I think where else did it happen? There's another city. In Seattle it happened. No, not in Washington State. And I think it was at D.C. where they raised them. You know, they raised it and they complained. But Uber, I wouldn't shock me if Uber decides we need to make a real stand. We need to pull out of Minnesota because if not, every other state is going to do the exact same thing. We need to do this or we're going to get, you know, we're not going to make the kind of money we need to make.
Right. In other words, do what Mayo did, because Mayo threatened to pull $2 billion worth of investment out of the state and the trifecta caved on that and exempted them from the nursing bill.
Which either you're going to do it for everyone or then do it for no one. And
right. But that's what this legislature is. The majority party in this legislature has been all about, Bob. It's rewarding the people that got them there. You know, they destroy e-poll tabs. They say, well, it can't look like a slot machine. And that's because the tribes pay the Democrats campaign committees. And so now they're going to hurt charities and veterans organizations in this state because the tribes paid them to.
Jeff, we didn't have to have, you know, this. People are going to be paying more. There's no question. Well, just the gas tax increase indexed to inflation. A new 50-cent fee on retail deliveries totaling more than $100. So if you have Amazon Prime, you're going to be paying a fee to get it if it's over $100, whatever you order. And also, there's almost a 0.75 metro area sales tax to fund public transportation and increased fees for auto sales and car tabs. Well, here's the problem. I mean, in the metro area, this is where they're going to do this. But it will have a big impact for people, and they don't care. They don't care in the least. And why not? They should have passed Sportsbook and told the Native American casinos, you know what? We'll give you a taste, but you're not going to control this.
I'm actually, Bob, very glad that they did touch the sports betting because they were on track to do that and screw it up and just give it to the tribes. I'm hoping that they don't get it done next session, and I hope that I hope that there is a change in control in the House at least in 2024, and that we can have some common sense back in there. I do not want them to give away sports betting to the tribes. They can't always give away everything gambling wise to the tribes.
Well, and Jeff, why this would have been the one revenue producer that they would have, and what did they do? Nope, they said they're not going to do it this session. But they're giving away everything else. The gun laws that they passed, and there's this one. I saw the Minnesota Gun Owners Caucus was going back and forth with this one of these legislators. She wants to put a ban on all semi-automatic yep. weapons in Minnesota. I can't even say it. It has me so, you know, twisted up here. That would mean virtually every handgun in Minnesota. And now, revolvers would not be covered, but guns, handguns, most of them are semi-automatic. So she mm-hmm. wants to eliminate those sales. She mm-hmm. wants, I mean, and that would mean a lot of people with shotguns. That would be eliminating right. those sales. A lot of shotguns are semi-auto. So right. they don't put any thought into this. They just throw them out. They throw it against the wall and like spaghetti, see if it sticks.
We saw the story in the Star Tribune, Bob. They made a checklist of what they wanted to get done, and they went through the checklist. They don't care about whether or not it's constitutional. There's going to be several challenges to these, the gun bills. It could be the refuge bills. It could be the clean energy bill, among others. There's going to be court challenges, and some of them are going to succeed. But that doesn't matter. They delivered on their agenda. They said they were going to do it, and they did it.
Well, I hope that and this woman, by the way, that I'm talking about represents. She's the senator. For
Jen McEwen.
Duluth. Yeah. Jen McEwen. I mean, how can Duluth? People in Duluth who are, a lot of them hunt and are gun owners with semi-automatic shotguns and rifles. How can they keep a woman like this in power when she doesn't? How about going after the criminals, the ones who actually use the guns to harm people? No, there's not a single bill that I know of to go after criminals.
They use more than guns, Bob, and I hope that, you know, with they're going to spend more money on public transportation, I hope they add some security to the light rail. We all saw that horrible video over the weekend of there was a fight on one of the platforms and someone got pushed onto the tracks and hit and killed by one of the light rail trains. So now they you know, a criminal is going to can weaponize anything. You know, you always want to blame the guns. It's the criminals. And you've got this, you know, this attitude of it's society that's failed them. Let's put them back on the streets, blah, blah, blah. And they repeat and they injure or kill other people, but that's wrong. And that's racist. We can't lock people up. So let's just let people run.
You know,
wild.
That whole thing, society failed them. How about they failed themselves? There's a lot of instances where you hear about people who just grew up in destitute and they decided, I got to make a better life for myself. That option mm-hmm. exists for everyone. But some people mm-hmm. just want to play the poor me card. And not now there are people certainly because of health issues and other things that, they can't pull themselves up. But there are many that could, and you got to stop falling back on it because basically the state, they do want to coddle and they want to give away money and they to a certain group because they want to have that voting. They want that core of voters they can always count on.
Yeah, that's what, remember the when Lyndon Johnson enacted the Great Society in the 60s, I'm not going to repeat what he said. It was racist.
Horrible. It was absolutely racist.
But he absolutely knew. They didn't care about destroying, you know, two-parent families in the black community. What they cared about was they were going to get their votes for 50 years.
And it's been more than that.
Yeah.
That they've been getting votes.
It's sad. It's sad what they, it's all for that party. It's all about political power and staying in control. And they don't care what kind of collateral damage they cause in the process.
No, it's you're absolutely right about that. And meantime, you got Walz who, clearly, with the moves he's making, what he's trying to do, be the most progressive state in the union, he wants to be president. I can't imagine him. I mean, can you see him being popular nationwide? I can't, but maybe I'm wrong.
But because you don't have the sycophantic media the way that you have here. I mean, yes, there's mainstream media.
Oh, there's plenty of that. Yeah,
is left, but not as adoring as they are here. His former deed commissioner is now in charge of the Star Tribune. Yeah, I'm sure that they'll be writing a lot of critical editorials about the governor.
Good point.